Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and out on the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, and of course, online all over the world at xray.fm. This show is Raise a Glass. I'm Jim Fisher, and what better way to start the show than with cheesy 70s country music from the Netherlands sung by three sisters who were previously telephone operators. Okay, probably a number of better ways, I guess, but that's what I got for you this week, so you'll have to live with it. Yes, that was the Dutch pop group Pussycat, as we wish a happy 73rd birthday to their guitarist, Ferd Berger. I considered not playing this song, but it's a bit of a slow day in music history, and I just can't pass up the opportunity to say the name Ferd Berger as much as possible. But they scored a big European hit with that song, Mississippi, selling over 5 million copies worldwide, written by a guy named Werner Thunesen. Sounds like the name of a guy who'd really know Mississippi. He wasn't in the band, but was the Three Sisters guitar teacher. And there you have it, Pussycat. Better than the Pussycat dolls, I guess. A number of Rolling Stone-centric events on this day. Let's listen to them now. You're on X-Ray.
You got the silver. Flashing like airplane lines, you'd fill my cup, baby, that's for sure. I must come back. A little more. You got my heart, you got my soul, you got the silver, you got the gold, you got them diamonds from the mines, but that's alright. It'll buy some time. That's for sure, just waiting here at your kitchen door.
Woman told my mother,
oh, yeah,
before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. They gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about, but you don't hear. Everybody knows I'm here. got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls. Leave me by my hand. Then the world will know. Now on that hoochie coochie band, what's that I'm here? Everybody knows I'm here. Oh, and I'm that hoochie coochie band.
Seventh hour.
What?
Of the seventh day.
What happened?
On the seventh month. The seventh doctor say.
No kidding.
I was born for good luck.
I see that.
And that you see.
Yeah.
I got $700.
Yeah.
That's right. Suck it to the one time. You move me. Look out.
Raise a Glass on X-Ray. Started that block with the Stones, who had a number of notable ties to this day. In 2008, the Martin Scorsese-directed concert documentary Shine a Light hit theaters. From that, we heard Keith fronting the band with You Got the Silver. Exactly 1 year previously, Keith generated some controversy when he claimed in an NME interview that he had snorted the ashes of his dead father. He later claimed it was an April Fool's joke, but I still want to believe it. It was also on this day in 2003 they played their first gig in India, performing at the Bangalore Palace, in the middle of a monsoon, mind you. And finally, on this day in 2013, their former bassist Bill Wyman turned himself into British authorities after reports emerged suggesting he began a sexual relationship with his second wife when she was just 14 years old. After a brief meeting, the police decided not to pursue charges. And I just realized Bill Wyman has been out of the band longer now than the 30-odd years he was in it. That'll make you feel old. Got to check the exact numbers, but I think that's accurate. Anyway, after the Rolling Stones, we heard the Rolling Stones. Well, Mick and Keith and Ronnie Wood, at least, showing up at the Checkerboard Lounge in Chicago in 1981 for a little all-star jam with Muddy Waters. We heard them all doing Hoochie Coochie Man. Thankfully, they had the wherewithal to record and videotape that gig. I highly recommend you check it out. And normally, I don't recognize birthdays of people who are no longer with us on this show, but I'll make an exception for Muddy Waters, who was born McKinley Morganfield on this day 113 years ago in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. I heard he had three sisters who were telephone operators. No, wait, that was the song at the top of the show. All right, followed Muddy Waters with the British band Pentangle, who did their take on the Charles Mingus classic Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. And I play that in honor of their drummer, Terry Cox, who just died last week at the age of 89. In addition to that folk rock outfit, he would also play drums for Elton John, the Bee Gees, and perhaps most notably on David Bowie's Space Oddity. Finally, we heard Jimi Hendrix and the Experience. That was from the Monterey Pop Festival, and I faded it out early because although it was an iconic moment with Jimmy lighting his guitar on fire like some kind of freaky voodoo sacrifice and the band smashing their instruments trying to upstage The Who, it's not necessarily all that pleasant without the visual component. So it was a busy day for Jimmy and the boys. On this day in 67, they played two shows at Bournemouth Winter Gardens with Engelbert Humperdinck and Cat Stevens opening. Must be the same promoter who had Jimmy open for the Monkees. On the same day, they were also the special guests on the first edition of the BBC TV program D-Time, along with Cat Stevens again. I wonder if they carpooled. So we heard them doing their cover of the Troggs' Wild Thing. Well, the man who wrote that song, Chip Taylor, died just last week. After the Troggs folded, Chip Taylor would continue with his songwriting, most notably the 1981 Juice Newton hit, Angel of the Morning. Why, they're practically the same song, don't you think? Chip Taylor was also the brother of actor John Voight, and therefore the uncle of Angelina Jolie. What a weird legacy. Okay, back to tunes. Here's Luscious Jackson. It's X-Ray.
You come and get me when I'm all alone, on the corner just skin and bones, fever in and fever out. You're the swinger who brings me doubt. Lover boy, where you coming from? Down there, out back, always on the run. Cool, cool, deep blues. You're the shine on my shoes. Is it in the damp heat inside of me, or is it in the fire that we collide? I feed you mood swing, but you're never satisfied. Is it in the damp heat inside of me, or is it in the fire that we collide? I feed you mood swing, but you're never satisfied. Swing, I can't let you in. You bring me up, you bring me down. A mood swing, I can't give in to your subtle wiles and your endless smiles. You love me now, but you'll hate me soon. In the light of the dark moon, smiling faces always turn away. You're the kind that likes to play. Your fun and games take me up and down with the skill of a circus clown. You see through my truth. I give it up cause it's up to you. You stare me down, how you scare me. But my eyes are open wide, and I will rise to fight you. My delight won't be denied. Swing, I can't let you win. You bring me up, you bring me down. Mood swing, I can't give in to your subtle wiles and your endless smiles. We'll be right back.
much a dollar really costs? The question is detrimental, paralyzing my thoughts. Parasites in my stomach keep me with a gut feeling, y'all. Gotta see how I'm chilling once I park this luxury car. Hopping out, feeling big as Mutombo. 20 on pump six, Dirty Marcellus called me Dumbo. 20 years ago, can't forget. Now I can lend them my ear or two. How to stack these residuals tenfold. The liberal concept that men will do. 2006, he didn't hear me. Indigenous African only spoke Zulu. My American tongue was leery. Walked out the gas station, a homeless man with a semi tan complexion asked me what 10 ran. Stressing about dry land, deep water, powder blue skies that crack open. A piece of crack that he wanted. I knew he was smoking, he begged and pleaded. Asked me to feed him twice, I didn't believe it. Told him beat it. Contributing money just for his pipe, I couldn't see it. He said, my son, temptation is one thing that I've defeated. Listen to me, I want a single bill from you. Nothing less, nothing more. I told him I didn't have it, then closed my door. Tell me how much a dollar cost. Staring at me, I grabbed my key. He's staring at me, I started the car, then I tried to leave. But something told me to keep it in park until I could see the reason why he was mad at a stranger, like I was supposed to save him, like I'm the reason he homeless and asking me for a favor. He's staring at me, his eyes follow me with no laser. He's staring at me, I noticed that his stare is contagious. Cause now I'm staring back at him, feeling some type of disrespect. If I could throw a bat at him, he'd be aiming at his neck. I never understood someone begging for goods, asking for handouts, taking it if they could. At this particular person just had it down back, staring at me for the longest until he finally asked, have you ever opened up Exodus 14? A humble man is all that we ever need. Tell me how much a dollar cost. Tripping and feeling resentment. I never met a transient that demanded attention. It got me frustrated, indecisive, and power tripping. Sour emotions got me looking at the universe different. I should distance myself, I should keep it relentless. My selfishness is what got me here. Who the fuck I'm kidding? So I'ma tell you like I told the last bum. Crumbs and pennies, I need all of mine. And I recognize this type of panhandling all the time. I got better judgment, I know it's hustling. Keep in mind, when I was struggling, I did compromise. Now I comprehend, I smell grandpa's old medicine reeking from your skin, moonshine and gin. Cause you're babbling, your words ain't flattering. I'm imagining Denzel be looking at O'Neal. Cause Sam is sad thrills, your gimmick is mediocre. The jig is up, I seen you from a mile away losing focus. And I'm insensitive, and I lack empathy. He looked at me and said, your potential is bittersweet. I looked at him and said, every nickel is mine to keep. He looked at me and said, know the truth, it'll set you free. You looking at the Messiah, the son of Jehovah, the higher power, the choir that spoke the word, the Holy Spirit, the nerve of Nazareth. And I tell you just how much a dollar cost. The price of happiness bought in heaven, embrace your loss, I am God.
I wash my hands, I said my grace, what more do you want from me? Tears of a cloud, guess I'm not all what it's meant to be. Shades of gray will never change if I condone. Turn this page, help me change to right my wrong.
It was on this day in 2015, Kendrick Lamar's landmark album To Pimp a Butterfly hit number one. We heard How Much a Dollar Cost with its clever use of a Radiohead sample. Prior to that, jazz trumpeter John Terry. I do this every damn time. Jazz trumpeter Don Cherry doing Brown Rice. He died on this day in 2018. We heard the Beastie Boys doing the funky instrumental In Threes. It was on this day in 1992 they made their first concert appearance playing instruments at a show at the Hollywood Palladium. And at the top of the set, the Beatsy's friends and label mates Luscious Jackson doing Mood Swing. They played that in tribute to their keyboardist Vivian Trimble, who died on this day 3 years ago. All right, just enough time for a very quick check on
This Day in History.
History. 1906,
the Women's Suffrage Conference takes place here in Portland. 1968, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is assassinated after being shot on a Memphis motel balcony by a racist cracker.
就 Ma
You're listening to Raise a Glass. It was on this day in 1964. A court rendered a decision on that garage band proto-punk classic, Surfing Bird, by the Trash Men. They were ordered to pay royalties to Beachwood Music, the holder of the copyright for the Rivingtons' 1962 hit, Papa Mau Mau, which it was decided the Trash Men borrowed a little too heavily from to ignore. So I played them both for you. Prior to those tunes, the hit duet Your Precious Love from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and I play that in honor of Joe Messina, session guitarist with the legendary Motown house band known as the Funk Brothers. He died on this day 4 years ago. Quite the legacy of hits that he played on, basically every Motown song you can think of. Then he slammed on the brakes and stopped playing guitar for 30 years after Berry Gordy took his Motown operation out to L.A. in 72. His only explanation was that he had just lost interest. Okay. And at the top, Bobby Womack doing his great version of California Dreaming. It was on this day in 2009 that Bobby Womack was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with Jeff Beck, Metallica, Run DMC, and others. And that'll almost wrap it up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Please stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate coming up next. One more for you. Last week we lost Dash. Another tongue twister. Last week we lost Dash Crofts, one half of the soft rock duo Seals and Crofts, at the age of 85 due to complications following heart surgery. They had three big hits in the 70s, all of which topped out at number six on the charts. 666. Why, that's the number. Here's the middle one of those hits, Diamond Girl. You're on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Harvey.